Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. After sprinkling the blood of the par and the blood of the seir in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then also in the Kodesh towards the paroches, and then mixing the remaining blood together, the pasuk tells us that the Kohen Gadol has to go out to the Mizbeach, that is before Hashem, right? Then Mishnah Hey starts with that pasuk, V'yatza el Mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem. And so, what are we referring to when we say the Mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem? Ze Mizbeach HaZahav. So this is referring to the Mizbeach HaZahav, which is also in the Kodesh, but it's further east towards the doorway. So it's heading outward towards the Azara, towards the exit, back out to the Azara. And so he goes from where he was, standing in front of the paroches, eastward, back towards the door, and in order to get to the Mizbeach. Why does he need to get to the Mizbeach? Because the next thing that he's going to do is he's going to purify the Mizbeach. Lechate is the word we use. Chitui means to purify. And so he's going to purify the Mizbeach by applying blood to each corner, each of the four corners of the Mizbeach. And so the Mishnah tells us, Hitchil mechate v'yored. He would begin doing this chitui, doing this purification by applying blood, and v'yored. He would apply the blood to each corner in a downward smearing motion. So he's smearing the blood from the top on the corner down. And why would he do it in a downward motion? Because he goes around the Mizbeach as he's doing this. So each corner, as he applies the blood, he's standing in front of it. And so if he smeared it upward, then the concern is that smearing it upward, he would end up with blood dripping back down his arm, and get on his clothes. And so in order to avoid that, he smears in a downward motion. So that way, if anything drips at all, it will drip straight down onto the floor. Mehechan humatchil, so if he's putting on every corner, what corner does he start with? So Mikaren Mizrachis Tzafonis. He starts with the northeast corner. And from there, he goes Tzafonis Ma'aravis to the northwest corner, Ma'aravis Dromis, southwest corner, Dromis Mizrachis, southeast corner. And he was always moving to his right. Now, by the way, the Mishnah tells us, a standard chatas also requires Matanos Dam on the four corners of the regular Mizbeach, out in the Azara, the big one. However, in that case, he starts with the southeast corner that he ended with here, right? So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Mekom, right, the southeast where he's ending, Mekom Shehu Matchil B'chatas HaMizbeach HaChitzon, the place where he would normally start giving Matanos of Dam on the outer Mizbeach for the regular Chatas, Mishal HaYagomer HaMizbeach HaPnimi. That is the corner that he would end with on the inner Mizbeach. So, because on the outer Mizbeach, right, he would go up to the top and start with the southeast corner and always still heading to his right around the edge of the Mizbeach, starting from the southeast, then heading to the northeast, then to the northwest, then to the southwest. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'mekomo HaYomeru Mechate. Rabbi Eliezer says he didn't walk around the Mizbeach to apply the blood. The Mizbeach HaZahav is not that big. The Mizbeach HaZahav is basically one amma square, one amma by one amma, so that's about 18 to 24 inches square, and two ammas tall, so that's about 3 feet tall, 3 to 4 feet tall. So it's somewhere between a foot and 2 feet long and wide, and about 3 to 4 feet tall. Not very big, and so he could pretty easily reach over it. Now, people in the time of the Beis Hamikdash were shorter than they are now, but not tiny. Probably the average person was in the 5 foot range, maybe a little bit higher, maybe a little bit taller. And so a 4 foot mizbeach is high; it's a chest level. But it's not impossible to reach over. And therefore, because he's reaching over it, right, for three of the four, therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Al kulan hayanosein milamata lamala." Therefore, he applies the shmears from the bottom up, because again, we don't want to drip on his clothes. So when he's reaching over, he's going to reach over and shmear upward, and the same thing for all the three that he's reaching over for. Chutz mizosha haizel lefonav, except for the one that he's standing in front of, She'aleh ha'ino simin la'alamata, because that one he would start upward and shmear down for the reason we said before. The one that he's standing in front of, if he shmears upwards, he's likely going to get blood on himself. And so that's why for that one he shmears downward, but for the other three, according to Rabbi Eliezer, where he's reaching over, he shmears upward.